How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. So I'm just going to read a little excerpt from my book here, getting into what is the land and a little more on what is the law of the land. And, you know, it's kind of surprising, actually, when you hear what these terms actually mean. Because it's something that you've always known. It's something that you've always even spoken of highly without realizing the detriment of your words. Goes a little something like this. Of course, land cannot be freedom or be of freedom because the land in reality has no imagination or opinion, nor does it have the capacity to lie or to represent itself as an artifice of itself. It just is. It exists despite description or name. Freedom is a concept of man, not a creation of God, at least in nature. This is just the selling point, catchphrase, and fallacious appeal to the perceived authority of government and its power to be the official scribe, which I also define, describe, what is a scribe, the maker of and writer of laws, to make signs, symbols, and marks. That's what the scribe does. These words are merely flattering fictional titles given to and placed superficially on top of nature as a representation of the real land into a conceptual notion of legal freedom. How can land be freedom? Freedom is not land. Land is not freedom. That's impossible. It is a lie. For everything in nature exists without and despite any fiction, name, or description of it. Man did not create the land, and therefore man has no authority over it, for man is not the creator of anything in nature. And with this realization, man must name the land by giving it legal title, making it appear to be forged in man's artificial legal realm. If you can make the people believe that, all the better. But that title is only a piece of paper that represents the land as fiction. Man only creates fiction. And so man can only own fiction. In the end, man owns nothing of God in nature. This is truly the best description of the actual purpose and violent enforcement of fiction and laws of man. For names carry no lawful weight except through force. It's Black's Law. Let's see what Black's Law, first edition, talks about the word land, and this is just a little excerpt of that definition. Land, it says, comprehends any found. Huh? Listen to that again, folks. Because, see, these words, they have different meanings than what you think. Land comprehends any found. Do you have any idea what that means? I do, but do you? When you go up to the court and talk about land, do you know what it means? Do you know what a found means? F-O-U-N-D? I'll bet you don't. Because you don't understand what that damn judge or what that damn government is talking about when it talks about land. And it's law of the land. It's not real. Here's how it goes. Land comprehends any found, soil or earth whatsoever, as meadows, pastures, woods, waters, marshes, furs, and heath. But, you see, here's how you know it's fiction. Because the land also has an indefinite extent upwards as well as downwards. Therefore, land legally includes all houses and other buildings standing or built on it, and whatever is in direct line between the surface and the center of the earth, such as mines of metals and fossils. You see how that works, folks? When government says we are the law of the land, suddenly declares constitution, the constitution is the law of the land, that means it just took over everything in sight. Doesn't matter if it's a tree or a brick building, you see, because it's all land. What it really is something found. And see, this is the most important aspect I want you to get tonight. Because something found, that refers to the thesaurus. Now, I don't have the thesaurus right in front of me, but the thesaurus means treasury. Okay? When you find a house or other building, you're referring to the fiction, the title of that building. That now belongs as land to the government, you see. That is treasure found. See, words are treasure. You see, your name is treasure. It's the treasure of the treasury. Everything is based on it. The money, for God's sake, folks, is based on you and your quote-unquote property. That's what the good faith and credit of the United States is. And it says so in Congressional Record. I've read it on this show before. That the dollar shall be worth 100 cents upon the dollar because it represents a mortgage on all of your property, including you, because you are property, not you. You're bound and sure, insured to the name. You're like a bail. It's like a bail bond. That's how they get you back in court, because you're attached to the name, and they own the name, therefore they own you. That's how it works. It should be obvious to any rational man that a building or house is not land, but in the fictional world, anything can be named as land because fiction is already a lie. Thus, as we read from above from Webster, even the people as movable inhabitants on the land are also part of the land. Why? Because we move about the land as a paper jurisdiction and legally inhabit it within homes and buildings. We are movable property. And we register those things as property of the state. Thus, they become the estate of the land being the corporation. So we are founds. We are things that are found. We are treasures. So a man can be considered as land when inhabiting or possessing a fictional person called an inhabitant or a citizen. Whatever exists as a and lies upon the title of the land, whether movable or immovable, including that, so cows, for instance, are movable, cattle or chattel, like us, including the fictional person, belongs to the fictional government that created it. For we are acting under government surnames when we register said property. It's a trap. It ensnares that, it ensures that all property and land belongs to government and not to men because of the name, the title, the fiction, the representation of the very thing that we're talking about. So, in its simplest term, we have, well, in the simplest terms, that is, this term law of the land really means the law of the government corporation. It refers to nothing but the fictional concept. Wait for it. Wait for it. What does law of the land mean? Well, let's just read. Let's just go to the definition and read it. Law of the land is another word or another term of the art. Law of the land means due process of law. That's all it means, folks. It means due process of law. That is nothing. It doesn't exist. You understand? There's no land. There's no law of the land. It's due process of the law. By the law of the land, according to Blacks, by the law of the land, it most clearly intended the general law, which hears before it condemns, which proceeds upon inquiry and renders judgment only after a trial. Folks, that's the law of the land. There is no land. It's talking about the law of you. The meaning is that every citizen shall hold his life, liberty, property, and immunities under the protection of general rules which govern society. Everything which may pass under the form of an enactment and not the law of the land. When first used in the Magna Charta, the phrase law of the land. Oh, so it's not original. Well, nothing in this country is original. It's all copies. Even the founders said that. But be surprised what the word founder means, because founder can only mean one thing in law, and that's the creator of a corporation, specifically, though, an Elisa Mineria corporation, which is basically a church corporation. That's what a founder is. No government. Government is just a church. It's just the creation of a church, a congregational church, a religious society, basically. That's the only thing a founder can be, is the creator of a corporation, a church corporation. Excuse me. First use of the Magna Charta, the phrase law of the land, or the law of the land, probably meant the established law of the kingdom. Remember, dom means dominion. So your freedom is dominated by the government. You're free to act on the land. In opposition to the civil Roman law, which was about being introduced, is now generally regarded as meaning a general public laws. So the law of the land is a general public laws binding on all members of the community in contradistinction from partial or private laws. It means due process of law warranted by the Constitution, by the common law adopted by the Constitution, or very importantly, by the statutes passed in pursuance of the Constitution. Oh, no, we can't separate law of the land from the Constitution. Absolutely, Constitution says. It says right in there. The Constitution is not some final document. It's the foundation. It's everything. It's all the statutes, all the treaties, everything. OK, Okay, it says it right in there. The statutes passed by the legislature in pursuance of the Constitution are also the law of the land. Even the prima facie ones. Unless they're rebutted, they are the law of the land. It means the law is established in a fair, open trial, or after opportunity given for such trial by due course and process of law, not a bill of attainder. What does due process of law mean? Law in its regular course of administration through courts of justice. What's the law of the land, folks? Due process of law. In other words, whatever the courts say, whatever the bar says. That's due process of law. That's the law of the land. Due process of law in each particular case means such an exercise of the powers of the government as settled maxims of law permit and sanction. See, the maxims of the law basically permit you to essentially strangle yourself, to put yourself in a really bad situation. So the maxims don't protect you. They define what law can do. And if you let it do anything to you, then you're stuck in it. We'll be back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
concept of the law of the land simply means due process of law, nothing else, nothing more. It means what the court's opinion is. And I want to remind people, again, one of the hardest things I had to do was to let myself go, let my ego go, drop all of my religious beliefs, all of my scientific beliefs, all of everything I've learned, everything I've been taught by all the gurus out there who claim this and claim that. You know what? If you want to learn the law, all you have to do is forget your own opinions and listen to the law. Listen to the winning and losing opinions of the court, because they're both just as valid as the other. Listen to what the law is defined as. And, as we said, the definition of law of the land is simply the statutes of the nation, of the legislature, which are then decided upon in the private association known as the International Bar Association, a bar association of which we have a chapter called the American Bar Association, all in the Department of Justice, not in the judicial branch, which is an executive branch thing. Very, very, very convoluted, but gives you an idea of why everything is so screwed up. Found. What the hell? What is a found? Well, due process of law implies the right of the person affected thereby to be present before the tribunal which pronounces judgment upon the question of life, liberty, or property in its most comprehensive sense, and have the right of controverting by proof every material fact which bears on the question of the right and the matter involved, if any question of fact or liability be conclusively presumed against him, that's you, this is not due process of law. The phrases in the Constitution do not mean the general body of law, common and statute, as it was at the time the Constitution took effect. For that would seem to deny the right of the legislature to amend or repeal the law. In other words, it's whatever is modern. That includes the biological weapons program. That includes Title 42, Section 1981. That includes the entirety of the code. Sorry, that's the Uniform Commercial Code. That's all of the hundreds of things. Ah, that's all the law of the land. Not just the Constitution, folks. And by the way, another thing I'm so tired of, folks, you have no rights given by the Constitution. Do you understand? Please, please, please understand that the Constitution does not give you any rights, that it only restricts the government, the legislature, in what it can do. However, as we now know about the law of the land that is that Constitution, folks, it's not permanent. It's fiction. It can be changed any time, and it is changed. It was changed. All of that crap in the Constitution's gone. It's the statutes. Come on, you can't. How many? Go look, folks. Court cases after court case after court case tells you you don't have a constitution. There's no right implied from the Constitution. Your right to bear arms even says in these dictionaries, might have to look that up later, it even says the right to bear arms does not come from the Constitution. It says it. That's the court's opinion. Your right to bear arms, it actually comes from the fact that, you know, what's interesting is the states actually can't stop you from bearing arms, because the reason you're bearing arms in this day and age is not because you're in a militia, it's because you're protecting the United States. So a state actually can't pass a law that says you can't carry arms. But at the same time, you can only carry arms in defense of the nation, in defense of the state. Yeah, that's all it means. It's not talking about your personal effects, it's not talking about walking down the street like an idiot carrying a submachine gun just because you want to prove you have the right to bear arms. That's not what it's about, folks. You hear me? Look it up. I'll look it up. I'll find that section and read it to you. Because again, opinion of the court, which is law of the land. Due process. So, obviously, it can't be the Constitution alone, because that would then all of the appeals, all of the amendments, everything would not have any effect because there'd be no alteration of the original. It's just a stupid thing that we've romanticized this term of art, law of the land, which isn't even an art term. It comes from the Magna Charta. Due process of law, as used in the Constitution, cannot mean less than a prosecution or suit instituted and conducted according to the prescribed forms and solemnities for ascertaining guilt or determining the title of property. Remember what the Fifth Amendment actually says? Speaking of life, liberty, or property, folks, read it again. Put on your reading glasses, put on your thinking caps, and read it again. They call it the Takings Clause. Why? Because that's where eminent domain comes from. Your life, your liberty, and your property, it says, through due process of law, can be taken. That's what the damn Fifth Amendment says. It doesn't give you a right. It says that the government, through due process of law, through court opinion, through court action, can take your life, your liberty, and your property. You go around, you're saying, oh, thank God for the Fifth Amendment. It's taking away God. It's taking away the natural notion of life, liberty, and property. It's going against it. It is going against the do-no-harm principle. It is saying that government has eminent domain over everything as long as there's due process of law, the law of the land. We are stupid. I mean, I don't know. I've grown up believing in this crap, this Fifth Amendment, this First Amendment. Right of free speech. That does not mean in your personal life. What does right of free speech mean, folks? You ever thought about that? You ever put it into realistic terms instead of the romantic drivel that you hear from patriots and constitutionalists? Whatever the hell that means. Everybody's a constitutionalist. We're all constitutors. We're all debtors. We're all in a debt prison. You don't have a choice to be constitutional or not. It's the foundation. It's the law of the land, remember? And you are the land. You're God. What is freedom of speech, folks? Remember, freedom means that government controls what is free. It means that there's laws. It means that you must obey the law when you have speech or when you give speech. It doesn't mean what you think. Means the same thing for freedom of religion. See, government can't acknowledge a real religion. It only can acknowledge the corporations that are created with inside it. The fictional religions, the corporations, the false gods, that kind of thing. Freedom of religion. Well, it says right in the Constitution that the government can't respect religion because religion is separate from government. Religion has nothing to do with this government. So it can't do it. This is why I like the monastery idea, because a monastery would be outside of all that jurisdiction. Freedom of speech, folks, simply, in the simplest terms, it means you have the right to shut the heck up, like we've been saying all along. It's the right to not incriminate yourself. It's the right to not say something, not to say something, not to go out and make a fool of yourself or an ass of yourself. It's not what it means. It doesn't mean you get unlimited rights. That's ridiculous. Think about it, folks. It's political. It has nothing to do with your personal. It's only in law, the right of free speech. It doesn't give you a right. That right comes from God, and you have to be responsible with that right. We'll be back.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall-winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water.
Got a couple calls. We'll get to those in a second here. Just wanted to go over this word found, because remember, you are a found. That's a noun. Okay, it's describing you as something that has been captured, basically. What is a found? A person said is said to be found within a state when actually present therein. What does that mean, folks? It means you've got to appear as a person. A man is never in a state, because a state is a fiction. Only fictions can be within fictions. Let's take Roger Rabbit for an example. Remember that? Remember where? Imagine if you could actually see the fiction, if you could see the persons, if you could see the when someone is acting in a fictional character. It means all of our legislatures would look like idiots, because they'd be the cartoon representations of themselves. If you could see the fiction, you can see borders when you drive across them, even though there is no border, it's only on a map. then you'd see a fictional, cartoonish-looking thing that described the border. If all fiction were represented in the real world as a cartoon figure of itself, a representation, then you could tell what was fiction and what was not. It'd be very easy. But see, we don't have that. We don't have that pleasure. It should be law. That should be a law that all fictions are cartoons, but it's not. It's just not how it works. A person is said to be found within a state when actually present therein. That means, you know, when you go to court, how do you present yourself as a person? You appear magically as something other than yourself. You are the artificial person. You are the straw man. That's the only thing the court can talk to. You present. You appear. You are found all of a sudden within the fiction. Whereas before you stepped across that bar, you weren't there. A patient removed to a sanitarium and country was found in country. But only if a person is in a place voluntarily and not by reason of plaintiff's fraud, artifice, or trick for purpose of obtaining service. In other words, you have to voluntarily appear to be found. It does not necessarily mean physical presence. That's right. Court can proceed without you as long as it has your person appearing in there. As long as you're found within the court as a state of being that is artificial, you can be found in court. They can proceed without your physical presence. See how screwed up this is? You can appear as a cartoon in court because it's just cartoon land. A defendant who, after removal of action for breach of contract to federal court, entered a general appearance. Defended on merits and filed a counterclaim. Thus, he was found in the district. Why was he found? Because it's a federal district, and he declared, as Bert and I have been saying, that he is making a general appearance under the general jurisdiction, meaning federal, so he's in a federal district. And that was actually a case called Freeman versus B Machine Company. There's someone trying to pretend to be a Freeman. As applied to a corporation, it's necessary that it be doing business in such state to be found in the state. You see? If your house, if your land, if all your property, your horses, your cattle just happens to be found in what the United States declares to be its territory, its property, or its state, well then, you and your property are found. You are treasures. You are treasures found. A literal description, a literal legal term. I got so much more. The word founder is the person who endows an eleemosynary corporation or institution or supplies the funds for its establishment. What were our founding fathers? Nothing more than the founders of a religious corporation. Eleemosynary, relating to the distribution of alms, bounty, or charity, charitable. In old English law, let's see, the place where, in a religious house where the common alms were deposited, that's the treasury, or the thesaurus, and thence, by the almoner distributed to the poor, that's our welfare system. You see, it's all goes back. There's nothing new under the sun in the United States, just a copy of a copy. And the copy has no original, but we believe, we romanticize, we patrioticize, we have committed patriocide, huh? I have to create a new word there. David in Nevada, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Do we have David?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, you sound like you're going mad. And I think you are, in maybe in a good way.
I'm mad enough that I'm gonna stick my head out the window and say I'm mad and I'm not gonna take it anymore, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think a lot of what you're talking about jurisdiction and then recognizing someone as a flesh and blood human being, I think from what I know, a lot of it stems from the Constitution and the First Amendment, which is separation of church and state. And what I mean by that is that once the revolutionaries did their thing, the revolutionary act was the separation between the two institutes. What that did was it completely made the state free as a sovereign corporation, as you say.
To be clear, though, it made it free of religious tests, religious precepts, morals, values, and ethics.
Right. So what I'm saying is that, but what that does specifically to a state is that it legally makes it all powerful at that point. Mm-hmm. Because once you're free of morals, what does that mean? That means you can do whatever you want. You're outside of what would be called like normal ethical law that you and like the average person would consider: don't steal, don't cheat, don't do this or that.
Yeah, it created a body politic, we the people, as a incorporated entity, and said, this is God. Right. We are ignoring the all-powerful being supreme, almighty, and all of his laws, and we are creating a fictional earth, and we're naming everything, and we're becoming God, basically.
Right. Let's see, where was I going with this? In essence, what all that freedom stuff is talking about in the Constitution is not really individual freedom; it's freedom of for the state.
Right, and if you look up the word freedom, I highly recommend people do this. Any dictionary you go to, even modern dictionaries, tell you that freedom means nothing more than being free within a jurisdiction, basically whatever word they use, like a rat in a cage. And it means to obey the law. You are free as long as you obey the law. No matter how tyrannical that law is and how much of your freedom it takes away, yeah, that's what it means. You don't have a choice about what you do as a free man. It's the freedom of a person, which is highly, highly defined in law.
Freedom of speech zones, for instance. And also, what was I going to say? The only thing that would be able to temper this monster is to take away that check, which is the church, upon the state, because only a Christian institution would actually recognize a human being as flesh and blood, as not just an animal, but as an animal with a brain, as an animal with a soul.
Right.
Otherwise,
and
once the state is freed from that tempering element, it only looks upon the person as an animal. Period.
Yeah, you're going back to the church created both the, and I speak of the Roman church, created both the civil and the ecclesiastical, so both sets of laws. So to say that there is a separation of those laws is actually kind of patently ridiculous in the first place. The act of separating those two forms of law was nothing revolutionary. It was actually more like de-evolving. It was taking away half of the law and creating something that without the other half, like its alter ego, like its checks and balances. It's real. I mean, the real checks and balances of government would be the scriptures, but they're nowhere to be found. Now, remember, what did this say? To be found, see, this is, how do you temper the beast, like you said? Well, you stop participating in it. What does it say? Only if a person is in a place voluntarily and not by all this artifice and fraud, can they be found? Can they appear there? Can they be? Their physical presence is not required, only their voluntary consent to the artifice. And that's so important.
But how are we not volunteering just by being on U.S. soil?
Well, we'll come back with that. Stay tuned.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You know, strangely enough, the answer to that last question is a topic that I won't be getting to tonight. I really wanted to, but just time constraints. The word circumcision. most misunderstood, mistranslated word in the entire Bible, in my opinion, because it talks about foreskin, and that makes us think that it's talking about specifically a defined thing, when in fact it's not. It talks about the foreskin of the heart. It talks about the foreskin over the ears. And what it means is that you're not able or capable to hear the words of the scripture. You're not able to, when it says to circumcise yourself, when the children need to be circumcised, well, it's actually saying, there's a lot of words that start with circum. It means around, all around, on all sides. It doesn't mean what you think. Circumscribe means to make a circle around, to encircle, draw a line around, limit, restrain, confine, and set the boundaries of, which is exactly what they've done to us. To circumnavigate is to sail around, to circumfluent is to flow around, which is what we need to do. To circumspect is deliberate, guarded, well-considered, to look around and take heed. So what does that leave us with? Circumcision, to cut around, cut, clip, or trim. That's what we need to do. We need to cut all this crap out. We need to put brackets around our names so that they don't think we're legal instruments. We need to do all of these things to avoid or to circumcise ourselves from this oppression. You see, that's the kind of misunderstanding that the Bible has throughout. And the kind of misunderstanding that I think was purposeful by the creators of words and names and fiction, King James included, to confuse and obfuscate what the Bible was actually saying, had nothing to do with the flesh of the penis, had nothing to do with the foreskin that we know it as today, the vulgar term that we call foreskin. It's something completely different, completely spiritual. The word penis is not mentioned one time in the concordances, has nothing to do with that particular skin of the penis. I hope that's not offensive to anybody. Hey, let's get back to David, and then we'll go to Richard. Anything else, David?
I'd like to hear a little bit more if you're later on, maybe on a different show, if how much your monastery ideas are being fleshed out. But that would be for another time.
Well, we can only try. I don't think it's been done in so many centuries, honestly, that. I think it's all been done in the corporate fiction, kind of like all the churches created in corporate fiction. They're not really religions; they're corporations of the state. And so, if you call yourself a Christian, then you're just calling yourself a member of the state, not a member of a religion. So it's the same thing. How do you create a monastery outside of all of this, circumcised from all legal law? Thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Welcome, Richard.
Right on rant, as usual, though I kind of disagree with the last caller, though I agree with mostly what he said, but I think we all should be making the same rants, and we should be having a symphony of those rants, which is only going to create our true freedom.
Yeah, well, communication, right? Understanding, comprehension, all those kind of things. And, you know, we don't even know that when we say we understand something, that we're standing under its authority. How can we talk to people when we're talking in a literally in a foreign language, and we have to teach? See, that's the hard part about this book, is that I'm like, okay, I have to teach the language while I'm using it. Wow, I'm not sure if anybody's actually done this before. It's difficult, I'll tell you, to describe and define terms while saying that their definition is evil. It's hard.
Well, I want to give you some ammunition to support your monastery concept. I started it, two shows ago or whatever it is. But to sum up, would you agree that there's a human being created by nature in opposition to the human being created by man?
All except the word human. I don't like the word human because in the legal, according to their view, the human is just the form of man and not the substance. So I would always say that man is created by God. The human is a fictional creation, the form and not the substance. But yes,
well,
I agree.
If it's created by nature, it's a real thing. If it's created by man, then it's fictional.
Right. So again, always defining terms. That's the that's what sucks.
Okay, so now let's go just to some facts. and I'll say that the monastery was tried, and we'll find out what happened to it. The Declaration of Independence was written July 2nd, 1776. It was signed by 56 people. Okay, then we had on September 3rd, 1783, the Treaty of Paris, which recognized the independence of the colonies. Okay, then in September 17th, 1787, we adopted what was originally called the Perfected Supreme Republican Declaration of the United American Colonies. A constitution was just the body of quote-unquote rules that the nation accepted as ruling over the land. Now, what happened was, because the Declaration of Independence created your monastery. Then what happened? It got taken up over by the powers that be, and or the bankers, and or the Freemasons, whoever you want to, you know, label to be those people. But by June 21st, or September 17th, 1787, they adopted the Constitution, which they, quote-unquote, was not really the Constitution. Our quote-unquote history has been rewritten. And that was only signed by five of the original people that signed the Declaration of Independence. And it was signed by only 38 people. So in those 10 years between the Declaration of Independence and the quote-unquote Constitution, not really what it was called, we've been taken over. It wasn't the founding fathers that did it. It was the people that took over the land and made a federal creation.
Well, and see, that's an important distinction to make, because those documents are so diametrically opposed to each other, and yet people use one to support the other when, in fact, they're absolutely against each other. So what's important about that and what you're saying is that to create a monastery, that's outside of any legal function. In other words, the declaration has no legal weight because it's not a legal document. It's a religious document, whereas the Constitution is purely, as we talked about earlier, a separation from religion to create the state. So, I mean, I never thought about this, Richard, before, but perhaps that is the separation of church and state, that the, like you say, that the Declaration created a monastery or an actual, you know, if you will, church or religious thing, whereas the Constitution then separated the state from that requirement from the Declaration. Because if the Declaration actually had anything to do with the Constitution, it would bind it. It would actually be a good thing. And God, let's face it, man, I don't think anybody can disagree that the grievances and complaints of the Declaration can hold any water to the grievances and complaints of today. We have a standing army. We have everything that we complained about in the Declaration. We have it tenfold under the Constitution.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what I've been trying to bring to the people's attention through you, is, and I would recommend to get Matthew Stewart's Nature's God, what the original people that formed what we would call the Founding Fathers, though I know you don't like that verbiage because it's been corrupted, but the people that actually formed and wrote the Declaration of Independence were actually creating a monastery. And that was their goal. They thought they could create something dependent and represented. It was called republicanism, that represented the people as separate from Christianity, which was ruled by God.
I'll tell you what else. It's really interesting because that's another term that's really misused, is independence. It literally means you're independent. In is actually the antithesis of something. So when we say independent, it means actually you are dependent. So if you have a Declaration of Independence and it's based on the laws of nature, the laws of God, then it means you're independent to God and not anything else. So that's actually a really interesting thought, and I'm glad you brought it up. That takes me in a whole new direction, actually.
Hey, look that over, read Nature's God, get back to me. We'll have a long discussion.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, folks. Well, Renee was on the phone, but I'm sorry, we just ran out of time. Always fun to rant to you guys. Hope that we had some clarity today. We'll see you tomorrow. Have some fun tomorrow. The person who runs Invisible Surf's Collar is going to be on tomorrow with us. Take care.
With financial uncertainty.